Bodhisattva's vow. Last week I spoke of Bodhisattva's vow a little bit, and afterwards someone asked me, what is the vow? Where does it, the vow in Bodhisattva's vow? So maybe we can clarify a little further. When I, a student of the way, right there, when is the beginning of the vow, a student of the way, a willingness to be a student of the way, as opposed to be all the, I am this, I want this, I should have this, I know this, I don't know this, all the usual, as we say, self-centered dreams, self-centered thoughts that we entangle, self-centered emotions. So the vow begins with a student of the way. But that's not it. That's not the end of it. When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, willingness, effort, looking at the real form, being looking, being seen, as opposed, facing the universe, as opposed to my imaginations about it, my stories about what should or shouldn't be. So there's the vow again. All is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, right there's the vow, I say, in any event, in other words, everything that arises is my Bodhisattva's vow to manifest in any moment. And in any place, in a sense, we're reminding ourselves that right here, any event is none other than the real form of the universe. None other than the marvelous revelation. We're reminding ourselves by stating this as the vow, despite the fact that when I look out there, or look out there, or wherever I look in here, so to speak, I want to make it other than the real form, other than the glorious light. It's interesting, glorious light. As we know, light is something that in some sense is all-pervading. There's light that we see, and there's light that we don't see, but light doesn't require any particular thing. In a way it does. We think, oh, I have to turn on the light, but really we're turning on a light bulb and the light appears. We open our eyes and the sun shares a light, but darkness is another form of light. Light has myriad forms, some we could see, some we can't, some we could sense, some we can, all sorts of waves, some we call light and some we call dark, waves of all sorts. And our practice is to be this all-pervading each moment, not dependent upon the circumstances of daylight versus nightlight versus starlight versus so-called darkness, but every moment of life is this all-pervading revelation of who and what we are, who and what our life is. And the vow continues, this realization made our ancestors, and of course, ourself, this taste of who we are allows us to extend tender care, allows us in extending tender care to realize for ourselves who and what we are. Because tender care comes natural unless we hold on to our self-centered dream. Tender care, respectful hearts is the way of being in the universe, which is our whole life. Whether we call it daily food, drink, clothes, protections, or whether we call it birds, beasts out there. They're nothing but this awakened life that we are, this, using the word, merciful incarnation of the awakened life. That's fancy words, but they're useful. But this realization is this vow of being just this moment. When we say zazening, we're talking about being just this moment, which is what we do when we sit formally and when we sit throughout our life. So if you sit upright, right there, you've manifested and taken the vow by sitting down. If you walk kinhin, right there is the vow in each step that you take, not just with words or with thoughts, but in your steps. When you listen, right there is the vow, and it's manifested in everything you hear, which is nothing but another form of light that we call sound waves. All of this is nothing but the awakened life that we are, that we get to live. Which is, if we're sitting zazen, we get to notice where we might not want to when we're entangled in thoughts or emotions. And then all we need to do is notice that and then be the experiencing that can't be other than our life of this moment. In formal zazen, that's easy. In informal zazen, which is our whole life zazening, it's sometimes more difficult. Because we forget our vow to look at, to be the real form of the universe, to listen to the real form of the universe right now, manifested nearby, whether in our own entangling thoughts and emotion reactions or nearby with people and other beings that we encounter, with the dishes that we're washing, with the shoes that we're putting on, with all the events that occur in our life, near and far, whether it's other drivers on the highway, or whether it's stories that we hear from others that we meet, or even now with all the media sources, stories that you hear and reactions that you have to all sorts of events near and far, whether it's terrible wars in Ukraine and in other places in the world, in Sudan, to name just a few, or suffering of people in various circumstances who are hungry, who are entangled in violence or illness or drug use or all sorts of ways. I don't have to list them because we all know them and we encounter them. And we notice our reactions, especially our reactions of, how could that person be so stupid? Now they say that. I don't like that. Oh, that's the one I agree with. Yes. Doesn't make a difference. It's extending tender care with respectful hearts to all, and yet doing what's skillful. Just like when we sit, we don't say, oh, I shouldn't be having those thoughts. That shouldn't be coming up. These feelings shouldn't arise. We sit in the midst of this moment as is. This life, flesh, blood, thoughts, emotions, this moment being zazen, and yet not entangling in them in reactive ways, but rather manifesting this experience so that, as we know, they can arise and pass, as the whole universe keeps arising, passing, this moment, this moment, this moment. Bodhisattva's vow is another way of saying zazen. Bodhisattva's vow is zazening, and zazening is Bodhisattva's vow, even if just we say for a set period of time, we're going to do manifest Bodhisattva's vow with whatever arises in our so-called thoughts, feelings, whatever arises so-called in the outside space of the room, sounds, light, circumstances, in the outside space of the street, cars passing by, in the outside space of the whole universe and all the people and other creatures, and of course in the so-called inside space of our internal universe, body, mind. So, Bodhisattva's vow, wonderful reminder, wonderful support. Thank you.